I learned afterwards that she told them that she had killed me to save me from a like fate at their hands, and that she had thrown my body to the white apes. Sarkoja alone disbelieved her, and I feel to this day that she suspects my true origin, but does not dare expose me, at the present, at all events, because she also guesses, I am sure, the identity of my father. When he returned from his expedition and learned the story of my mother's fate, I was present as Talhajas told him. But never by the quiver of a muscle did he betray the slightest emotion. Only he did not laugh, as Talhajas gleefully described her death struggles. From that moment on, he was the cruelest of the cruel, and I am awaiting the day when he shall win the goal of his ambition and feel the carcass of Talhajas beneath his foot. For I am as sure that he but awaits the opportunity to wreak a terrible vengeance, and that his great love is as strong in his breast as when it first transfigured him nearly 40 years ago, as I am that we sit here upon the edge of a world-old ocean while sensible people sleep, John Carter.
And your father, Sola, is he with us now? I asked.
Yes, she replied, but he does not know me for what I am, nor does he know who betrayed my mother to Talhajas. I alone know my father's name, and only I and Talhajas and Sarkoja know that it was she who carried the tale that brought the death and torture upon her he loved. We sat silent for a few moments, she wrapped in the gloomy thoughts of her terrible past, and I in pity for the poor creatures whom the heartless, senseless customs of their race had doomed to loveless lives of cruelty and of hate. Presently she spoke. John Carter, if ever a real man walked the cold, dead bosom of Barsoom, you are one. I know that I can trust you, and because the knowledge may some day help you, or him, or Deja Thoris, or myself, I am going to tell you the name of my father, nor place any restrictions or conditions upon your tongue. When the time comes, speak the truth if it seems best to you. I trust you, because I know that you are not cursed with the terrible trait of absolute and unswerving truthfulness, that you could lie like one of your own Virginia gentlemen if a lie would save others from sorrow or suffering. My father's name is Tars Tarkas.